Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your man, Father Time. Waiting on my man, Cass. He run a little late, so we're going to start the show without on the day. But see, we got my man Wick on the line. What's up, dog?
What it do, fam? What it do, fam?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling. So what's been going on with you, dog?
Shit, chilling, man, working, trying to make it out here in this crude world. You know how it is.
Okay. All right, before we start the show, you got something on your mind you want to hit on right quick?
I want to give a fuck you out to the dumb-ass motherfuckers that fucked up my machine today. Think they know it all, they don't know shit, then they want to act. Man, when you give them an idea, they want to take your idea and make it like it was theirs. So fuck them at work.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Fuck everybody at work. All right, man, let me ask you a question, man.
What up, though?
You ever been to a sex toy party?
Nah, but I done heard chicks talk about them.
Okay, well,
you know, they
what
never
you done heard about
secrets. They don't, you know, they never get a secret, you know what I'm saying? It'd be whisper there, and then get a lot of giggles. You know, I like to know what one of them is myself.
And so would I. I would love to know what one is. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you got invited to go to one, would you go?
With nothing but chicks? Hell yeah.
I don't know if I would go, man.
Nothing with chicks, with their toys in the room. You know, I'd like to have fun with chicks. So, yeah, I'd go and help them out with their toys. You know, they might need a man's touch. Because I know they got to be doing some freaky shit there, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know if they get down like that, man. I don't know if it'd be that type of party.
You know, well, that's just my, you know, my crazy mind of thinking. I don't know what else they'll do that. I don't hear no dudes talking about no sex toy parties.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They weren't created for dudes. They was created for females. You know what I mean? But as a dude, you know, would you feel comfortable, you know, going to, okay, let's say you see a woman hosting a party, right? She tell you, I'm hosting a sex toy party tonight.
Right.
Now, do you stay in the bedroom? Do you go to the living room and join the party? Or do you like, all right, I'm getting the hell up out of here.
I'm getting the hell up out of here. Yeah, my woman, yeah, I'm getting the hell up out of here.
But if it was your woman, you would go. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Man, that's crazy. I don't know, man. I need some females to give us a call.
Yeah, maybe I need to find out what it is first. It might be some old crazy shit. They be bashing man all night.
It could be. Maybe that's the reason why they got the party going.
You
know what I mean?
They got some kind of dummy tied up. Hitting them with dildos and shit. Or some stupid-ass man like me that went. They tied his ass up.
Well, shit, most men probably would enjoy that shit. Being tied up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, fuck that tied up shit.
But all right, man, I'm going to a song right quick, man, see if I can get some ladies to call up and tell me what this is all about. Topic, let me holler at you about something, man. So Super Bowl, man, who you got?
Oh, you know who I'm going with. I hope my Colts win, but if I will put a bet, I'm saying it's going to be Philly and New England.
I don't know, man.
New England.
I like the Jets.
Yeah, but New England taking it, man, in that division, man. They picked up too many. They picked up Ellis. They picked up Ochocinco. They still got Brady. They got Wes Welker. They still got a decent defense.
And Ochocinco?
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker washed up.
Man, Belichick, for some reason, make washed-up players and attitude players better, man.
Yeah, but they couldn't win it with Moss. What makes you think? And Moss is way better than Ochocinco. What makes you think they're going to win it with Ochocinco at wide out?
But they won it without Walt. They got Wes Welker, too. They just need somebody to take some pressure off of Wes Welker.
But you double-team him, and that's it. You can stick Ochocinco one-on-one. You can put a safety on him.
Nah, man, he got a better quarterback. Brady, he way better than Palmer.
Man, whatever, man. They said the same thing about LeBron James, and look what happened to him.
Well, who you say going this year?
I like Jets and the Packers, of course.
Nobody
in the NFC didn't know. Nobody made no really huge moves except Atlanta. But shoot, other than that, I mean, Philly made some good moves too, but still.
Yeah, Philly, you know. We going to see, man.
Green Bay got defense, man.
Yeah, true enough. That's why I couldn't pick my boys. We don't got no defense this year. You know, I can hope my Colts don't make it. I'm going to bet on them every time. But in realistic, I got to say New England. They just made some good moves, man. And Belichick.
Ochocinco, dude. Oh, they just added Ochocinco. How is that a good move?
They got Ellis, too, man. They beefed up their defense. Belichick is a mastermind, man. I don't like the dude, but it's something that he pick up players and they just get better, man.
Well, you can't do nothing but get better when your ass cheating.
Well, yeah, true enough.
You tape another team practicing.
Yeah.
Walkthroughs and shit like that, of course you do. You should be able to win 4 or 5 Super Bowls like that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I never said I liked them.
And they ain't won one since they got caught cheating.
Haven't they? Let's see.
That's
no,
fact.
They went there. They went there and they lost. No, they went under.
They ain't won a Super Bowl since they got caught cheating.
That's true.
And that's a fact. So this goes out to my man Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
And I agree with you. Cheating all the way.
Bastards. They suck too. They don't got no defense.
Yeah, I already know that.
How you going to... They're not even a Super Bowl contender this year.
We'll make the playoffs.
Well, hell. 16 teams going to make the playoffs, but only got one going to win the Super Bowl.
I told you.
And it won't be the Colts. And it won't be the Patriots.
Okay. It'll be Philly. I said it's going to be Philly and New England. That's my NFC team.
Well, I tell you like this, man. The Jets going to win both games against New England. That's guaranteed. Rex Ryan got his number this year. Bassett can't cheat.
I hope so. That push us in further position to win.
Yeah.
Jets ain't going to beat us. Nah, without our defense.
Man, I know some Pop Warner teams that can score on the coach defense. Straight up, man. I give you some 13 and 14 year olds, man, that can actually pick up some first downs against that defense.
And that's a fact.
And that's the truth.
That's all right. We're going to be all right.
Put all that money in the Bob Sanders. That motherfucker played 3 games in 3 years.
Hey, get off Bob, man. He had misfortunes.
Shit.
you know, bad luck. That's all I could call it for.
So when what happened to the Colts last year in the playoffs?
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
They got knocked the fuck out the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did the Packers do?
That's how we players roll.
They roll right to the Super Bowl. I'm just asking.
That was last year. We talked about this year.
Well, but you ain't proved your point.
We ain't talking about the past. We're talking about the future.
All right, I bet you $50 the Jets have a better record than the Colts.
I'll take that bet. Tied even. If we both got 10-3, nobody win.
Well, if the Colts got 10-3, that means the Jets got 13-3. So the Jets win. It's 16 games, bro, not 13.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I can only go by what you say.
You know what I mean. If they record's tied, because we're in two different divisions.
Yeah, okay.
But we don't have a better record. We win. We might not can't win too much in the playoffs, but we win.
They ain't going nowhere in the playoffs. No defense win playoff games, not offense.
Now my sleeper team though is Baltimore with Flacco and Antoine Bolden second year. That's my sleeper team. Now watch them in the AFC now. Now, Suggs just got hurt, but it depends on how hurt he is. If he can come back, that's my sleeper team, I'm telling you, in the AFC. Just got to get past them, too.
Well, I like Ray Lewis, so I really can't go against Baltimore. But, I mean, they still not good enough to beat Green Bay. You know what I mean? Who's going to beat Green Bay? That's the question.
The NFC is going to be very interesting. But I think Philly's going to give them a run for their money.
Philly ain't even, just because they got some good players, but motherfuckers ain't even played it down together yet. Green Bay got the exact same offense and defense from last year. They didn't lose anybody.
True that.
And they got a whole year playing together. Atlanta Philly put the dream team together, true enough. But the fuckers, they ain't even snapped the ball yet.
But they... But when they do.
I mean, is that your argument? Because they put a couple of pieces together? I mean, that's your argument?
They put pieces that they needed.
That's like saying LeBron James is better than Kobe. That's not true. You don't think LeBron better than Kobe, do you?
I don't want to talk about that faggot right now.
LeBron?
Yeah, I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to talk about that faggot quitter.
Oh, I thought that was your boy. You was all up on his dick during the season.
Fuck that punk, he quit. I don't like how he played. He really started giving up. He was like my boy John Cena said last night. He had one hit wonder. Buster Douglas.
Well, he ain't even got a hit yet. Motherfucker ain't won a ring yet. So he's not even a one-hit wonder. He a half-a-hit wonder. He's a get-to-the-finals type player. Can't never win it, though. You know what I mean? Just like Buffalo went, like, how many times they go to the Super Bowl? Like, four, five times in a row?
Five times in a row. In a row, dude.
And
lost.
Never won it.
And lost each year. That's fucked up.
Just like the Vikings. They went 3 years in a row. Lost all three way back in the day.
Did they go three in a row?
Yeah, they went three times in a row. Lost any one of them.
I think the Vikings are going to be all right with McNabb.
I think McNabb will get them two or three more wins. Their offensive line is horrible. And they just cut Brian McKinney.
What they cut him for? Saving money.
I have no idea. I guess they felt he wasn't good enough to play for them anymore.
Damn.
But their offensive line is horrible. They lost Burke last year. The center. I mean, come on. How do you expect to win? Oh, they just suck, man. That's all Minnesota teams, man. Timberwolves gave up KG for 5 journey players.
What was that one dude? Is he even still there, the one center they got? Jefferson, was that his name?
No, he left. He didn't even play for them no more. He gone. I mean, they suck, man. They don't understand, like all these other good teams, like the Lakers. You got to spend the money if you want to win a ring. You can't just give all the money to one person. And then, you know, put a whole bunch of role players around him. I mean, Kobe is good, but he wouldn't have that ring without Powell. He wouldn't have that ring without Odom or Tess.
Okay, true. You forgot about the other ones he won, Shaq.
Right, but it took more than just him.
Yeah. That's
my point. It's going to take, for the Timberwolves, it's going to take more than KG. I mean, when they brought in Sprewell and the alien, gee, they were all right.
They just didn't want to pay him. Couldn't,
right. They didn't want to pay him.
Sprewell couldn't feed his family.
Man, he ain't played a game since he said that.
Man.
That motherfucker ain't played a game since he said that. No, ain't nobody picked his ass up. I bet he regret that shit. $5 million, that ain't enough to feed his kids. Come on, man. I can eat good as hell off $5 million.
Shit, real good. Feed somebody else's kids if I needed to. $5 million.
I'd feed the whole family.
Shit.
And the next door neighbor's family. Do them all. Hold on, man. We got to call it to the show. What's happening, dog?
What's up, dude? Had to make my way here. What's going on?
Just chilling, doing what we do. Doing, you know how we do it. Getting a little sports talk in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What you got for the Super Bowl, man?
Shit.
Don't say Oakland.
You knew what I was about to.
Seriously, don't say Oakland.
Man, what's up?
That's got to be the most dysfunctional team in the league.
Nah, hold on, man. On paper, they be damn good.
Right. Soon until they hype the ball, and then it's over.
Yeah, well.
They gave up the fucking cornerback dude, man. That's one of the baddest dudes in the NFL.
Yeah, well.
He's just as good as Darrell Revis, man. And they let him go. They ain't get shit for him. Nothing.
Man, I ain't never said Oakland was a smart. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you. We probably can win some shit, but Al Davis rather make money than win.
That's because he's seen now.
Well, that must have been to sell a team.
Even back then, man, Al Davis going to bring somebody to the Raiders who going to sell a jersey. That's real talk. You can't sell no jersey, and fuck your stats. Fuck that you can, you know what I'm saying, you can get them to the playoffs or the Super Bowl. If you can't sell no jersey, Al Davis ain't fucking with you.
I beg to differ, man. He did put some damn good teams together back in the day.
Yeah,
the Raiders was feared back in the day.
Yeah, back then. But now he all about the dollar. I'm telling you, dog. That dude,
right.
I mean, come on, man. He. I mean, not to say that he ain't like in the past decade, dog. He go get players that's beyond their prime.
Right. Well, so does Belichick.
Yeah. You say what?
I say so does Belichick for the Patriots. He do the same thing.
I agree with you.
But they win.
Yeah, but he gets people who's productive. I mean, he don't get nobody that's productive, dog. He get people that already got their ring just looking for a fat ass payday. All
right. Let me bring in Janine. What's that in Janine?
Hello.
We know you don't want to talk no football.
No, you don't know nothing about no sports.
Right. So look. All right, this is what we're going to do. Janine, we as guys, we need you to tell us what goes on at the sex toy parties. You have been to one, right?
Been to one, nigga. She's sponsored.
I'm not only a member, I'm a sponsor.
Yes, I know about the sex toy parties.
Okay, now, let me ask you. Have you ever seen a guy at one of these parties?
Other than the stripper.
Yeah, but that was one where it was like gays and lesbians and bisexuals at this party.
So like I said, like me and you were talking earlier, generally a man don't come to parties like that, right?
Usually not. Like, not if it's a specific toy party. Usually they don't.
Okay, so.
But, like, you know, there are places that you can go. There are places you can go where they just, you know, they selling toys. You know, like at mansions and stuff like that where they having the big, you know, orgies and stuff. They sell toys there if you want to buy them. But, you know, usually men just don't come to a all-sex toy party.
Okay. All right. With that being said, I want to ask you now, all right, a regular sex toy party. Say we have one at your house, right?
Uh-huh.
We at your house. Y'all having a sex toy party. And, I mean, do it get raunchy? I mean, like, do y'all got somebody, like, to show y'all, like, okay, what does this do? I mean, do the person, like, is that demonstrators there?
Yeah, the person who hosts the party is the demonstrator. They're
so
the ones that's selling the toys. Sometimes
so
they do, and they put the things on, the dildos, the little clip things they put on. They'll put them on, show them how to work them, stuff like that. You know, people will try them on, stuff like that.
I will see.
It all depends, too. You know, every party is different.
Now, that which leads me to go to my next question. Why are men not invited to this party? I know y'all.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just for women, more than likely. I don't know why men are not invited.
That concept is something I never understood.
Janine, let me ask you a question. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Say you're having a party at your crib, and your man's there, your guy's there. You guys may live together. Do you tell him to leave, or do you ask him if he want to stay for the party?
Like, we had that happen. This girl had, like, we were hosting the party, but this girl wanted us to have it at her house, and her guy came in. And, you know, when men see all these women, it's just like they just know to leave. You know what I'm saying? Me and usually don't want to sit up in there with a whole bunch of women. So he just left. He saw, you know, we was having a little get-together, so he left. I don't think she, like, asked him to leave.
But was anybody, like, laying in the middle of the floor, naked, inserting shit?
No, not at that time, no.
Okay, but now I'm saying, you personally, though, would you tell your man... Look at him, you know, you'd be like, hey, baby, I'm having a party. You can stay if you want. I mean, how would you approach your man?
Yeah, he can stay if he wants to stay. It's up to him. I wouldn't have no problem with no guy staying. Because, you know, they have things for men, too. But you know, I guess men just don't want to come to that thing. They might buy some toys or they'll... Give that woman some money and say, yeah, get whatever you want or something like that, but usually they just don't say.
Okay, now, see, I would have a problem with that, because if my woman was having one, she got to demonstrate, right? And then, you know, if they got guy toys, you know, she might get mad if I demonstrate in front of her friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it'd be.
How's that going to work? I got mine, just pulled my shit out and got my little, what they call it, the cock ring on. That little crazy ass shit. And then she looked at me like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, well, you said I could stay.
Hurry, man, dog. Let me ask you something. Have you ever used one of those?
Hell no.
You never used one?
Man. No, I ain't never used one.
That's
you
crazy.
Used one before?
Oh, you're
yeah,
so
I
behind.
No, I ain't never used one, man. I don't even know what the fuck the pearls is for. What are the pearls for?
I hope so.
Oh, Grandpa. I'm serious. Janine, what are the pearls for? I mean,
you
what's their function? What is they supposed to do? What's the function of the pearls?
Don't put them in your mouth, dog.
No, I was going to say put them in your mouth and see.
Okay, see, nobody want to ask a question now.
More than likely, they're anal. More than likely, they're anal beads.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know what they were for.
Somebody run the beads out on you, dog.
I'll crack her ass out now. I know what they mean.
You didn't know what they was, though.
I don't know what the fuck they was for. I ain't know people sticking them in their asses.
She was like, Father Time, let's try these.
Look before we get on wet.
Oh.
Don't do
fuck
it.
Fuck all y'all.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, man. Don't put them in your mouth. Hey, I'm me or something, man. Ask me what these bees for, man.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to expand my knowledge, man. That's all. I'm just trying to expand the knowledge. Just in case that shit, you know, ain't down with all of that.
Hey, man, look here, dog. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man. Well, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but I got to say one thing. And this is no pun, and there's nothing bad being said about Gary. But, man, I am in Gary right now. I'm stuck. I can't leave. And I'm pissed the fuck off.
Why you can't leave?
Man. Moms, man. Moms. Man, this is a long story, man. Oh, but I am in Gary, and I can't leave. And I'm mad. I really, really want to leave out of Gary right now.
See, I've been saying that shit for years, man. Once you leave, man, that motherfucker put that dark-ass cloud over you.
Oh, man, I don't mean
kill him.
I don't mean in that sense like that, man. It's just... I had my whole day mapped out. I had this whole day mapped out, man. I figured I'll come bring my kids home. You know what I'm saying? By the time I bring my kids home and get back, I had time to go do a certain something with a certain somebody. And it just didn't pan out right, man. And I'm truly upset.
Well, shit happens, man.
Not, wait a minute. You know how she consoled me? Do you know, let me tell you, and I'm going to put my mom on blast. Do you know how she's consoling me? Do you want the church chicken, baby? I want to go home.
You better get that chicken while you can.
Man,
you know, like mom's cooking, boy.
That ain't no mom's cooking.
She said some church's chicken.
Oh, church's chicken. I thought you said she was asking you if you want her to cook some chicken.
Hell no.
Well, fuck church's chicken. Yeah. That shit greasy as a motherfucker anyway.
Dog, I'm literally...
Well, when's she letting you go?
Huh?
I say, when's she letting you go?
Tonight? I got to. I got to stay in with her.
Well, hey, just remember, man, your mama sacrificed a lot of shit for you. So now's your turn.
I knew you was going to say that. But you don't know. Hey, man, I had that snappy, nappy dugout waiting on me.
Well, it'll still be there.
Dude. All right, man. We can get back to the show. I just thought I just had to vent for a second.
Oh, that's cool. You know, and now, Janine, how much do these toys be costing? That's what
depends
I want.
Depends on what you want.
Okay.
Depends. I mean, they have stuff that starts at $5 all the way up to $80. It just depends.
Okay, what's the most expensive one you had?
That was my next question.
excuse me.
Hey, you know we skip bags, you know questions.
Oh. I think the most expensive thing I got probably cost about $60,
$70. Well, what was it?
It was a dildo that rotates on its own. You just have with the pearls on it.
So you insert it and the motherfucker just spin by itself?
Yes, it does.
That's some technology for your ass. God damn.
Yes, it has the and it has different vibrations, different motions you can choose from. So if you want it real fast, or if you want it slow and like gyrating, and it's good. It works very well.
How many batteries you would take?
Huh?
How many batteries you would take?
Just like 4 AA batteries.
So let me ask. So would it be wrong if a guy threw a sex party?
Like threw a sex toy? Not you said a sex party. You mean a sex toy party or a sex party?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean, sex toy party.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, so Father Time says he's throwing one.
Uh-huh.
Man, you know ain't nobody gonna come to my party, man. I got the 1960s type shit.
Man.
My toys ain't even got batteries in them, man. They be like, man, we got this motherfucker.
Wait a minute, man. You still got the white. You still be. I mean, dog, do you got any type of toys for yourself?
Yeah, man. It's called the right hand. That's the only toy I need, man. That motherfucker, the batteries will never run down on that bitch, neither.
All right, so now y'all know what we gonna get Father Time for his birthday. Well, I'm not gonna buy it, but I'm gonna ask Janine, would she buy him one?
Buy me what?
Buy him
I want one of them mouths, one of them female mouths. I saw one at the sex store, man. It was like a female mouth, dude. Y'all ever seen that shit?
Why don't you just buy a pussy?
Good.
They sell them.
They sell female pussies. And they got some on that move and everything. Oh my goodness.
Hey. Hold on, y'all. We got new calls to the show. Call us out and welcome to Sin City.
What's
who's
up?
This
Pete. Ponkin. Ponkin, Miss Ponkin.
Miss Punkin, how you doing, Miss Punkin?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Just chilling. Do I know you?
Zach, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Punk?
All right, and tonight's topic?
Sex toy parties.
I heard it. I know.
Have you been to one?
Real satisfying.
You said what?
So you...
I said real satisfying. Sex toys is what it do for single people.
No, we're talking about parties. Have you ever been to a sex toy party?
Oh, yes,
you know,
I have. They are really relaxing, champagne. You get all the toys. You put them to work when you leave there. It's good. Real
okay,
good.
Now,
I love it. I buy all of the shit. Everything they got.
Okay, now when you're going, when you go to these parties, are there dudes there?
They make the no dudes there. Nope. Dudes don't come to parties like that. But you know what? At the end of the day, they know what's up. They're like, did you go to the party, boo?
Okay, would you let your man go to a party with you?
Huh?
Would you let your man go to a party with you? You got
hell
no.
To a party. Hell fucking no. Hell no.
Why?
Because you don't need to know. You just need to be the receiver at the end. The wide receiver.
Okay.
Y'all don't feel me?
The wide receiver?
Yeah, the wide receiver. He needs to feel that at the end of the day. He needs to be like, okay, this is what it do. It's up to the women to teach the men sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
It all depends on what he receives.
What
men want to be there? Tell me. Do you want to be there? Do any of you guys want to be there?
No, hold up. See, this is why we was asking. We was asking because, I mean, me and Father Time, we were sitting around earlier and we thought about it. And it's like, damn, ain't number women there. They getting horny. They getting aroused. So why wouldn't we want to be there? That's what we couldn't figure out why we don't want to be there.
Because the action is not there at that time. The action is in the bedroom.
Okay, but what if we ain't got no girlfriends? So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a different scenario. Okay. I feel that, too. Or online.
Right, so if we ain't got no women, you know what I'm saying? He's not obligated to nobody. I'm not obligated to nobody. Or let's just say, for instance, our woman like to have threesomes or something like that. I mean, once again, we not there. We could be like, hey, pick the one in the red. Pick the one in the red. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, we wondering why us as men, we be like, nah, we ain't going.
Well, first of all, we don't ever get no damn
sex party. I don't think a man would be totally interested in a sex party, a woman's sex party. Normally, women throw sex parties. You'll never see a man throw a sex party. If you do, let me know. I'm going to make sure I arrive.
Right, but now,
for that occasion.
Like I was saying, once again, now, if I don't have a woman and he don't have a woman, y'all at a party, y'all getting around, like you said, y'all got the champagne flowing. You got girls on the floor demonstrating what this do, what that do.
Right. I mean, we got to do our demonstration. Sometimes we're in a learning process, too, because you got new girls coming in, trying on stuff, trying to see how the dildo works when it vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Feasible panties, all that.
Okay, so now what if we volunteer ourselves to be the crash test dummies?
Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. Why?
All right, now, hold on, ladies. Before y'all answer that, man, the switchboard just lit up, man. I got a... Who's calling me from 219 with the 980?
That's Lisa.
How you doing, Lisa?
Hey.
Okay, hold on for a second, Lisa. I got 706. Who called me from 706? 706 just left out. Okay, I got 219-487. Who is that?
It's me, Juicy.
Juicy, how you doing, Juicy?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank y'all for calling. Apparently y'all got something to say about the sex toy parties because it just lit up all of a sudden.
This Lisa,
for me and it's off limits. Lisa, tell them for me and it's off limits.
Okay, well I ain't hear what was going on. What was the question?
Okay, hit him with the question again, dog.
Okay, now what we was wondering is that we know generally that the sex toy parties are for the women.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, me and Father Time was sitting there, we was wondering, we like, okay, if it's women there, and like Punkin said, y'all drinking champagne, they doing demonstrations, they doing all this, why is it that men don't want to go to a party like that?
Because they probably feel as if like, damn, she fucking herself, and I got a dick right here. I might as well fuck her. But most women don't really look at that. They got orgasm with toys.
So wait a minute. All right. So what you're saying is like, all right. I understand that. I understand that.
Like
orgasm.
Me, I'd rather have a toy than a real dick.
What?
I'd rather fuck myself than fuck with a real dick.
Wait a minute.
I want to get a little clarification. Why?
Why
a toy and not the real thing?
Because I can fuck myself.
Damn.
Well, this Lisa, and I totally disagree. I have to have a real thing.
Thank you. Strictly.
I guess I had a real thing because, you know, I like to get touch, rub. You know, I need all that.
Right, the caressing and everything.
And,
right.
and you can touch yourself, and then when you feel like you're getting real wet, you know how much dick to put in you. You know how fast you want it to go.
No, that ain't gonna work for me.
Okay, wait a minute, hold up. I gotta ask, Juicy. I gotta ask, and please don't get offended like that. But I just want to know, are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian. Not at all.
You just don't like dick?
No.
Well, you just like real dick.
I like toys.
I mean, did you have a bad experience or something?
No, I just don't. I mean, I just don't get excited when men is all on me or I'm on a man. I just rather please myself and camcord it. I like videos, so... I record my.
Wait, can I ask you something, though, Lisa? Can I ask you something, though? This
that's
scene.
Not Lisa, baby. That's Juicy.
Okay.
Lisa,
can I ask you
like
something, please? I don't understand when they own you. Like, is it not the right thing that's on you? I mean, sometimes
you know,
it's not.
You know,
I do understand
all,
that as a woman, but damn.
Like, some men, you know, some men think they fucking you and it's really not worth it. Then you got some guys that's penis too big and they think they're going to win and tear your body down. And I'm not going to allow that when I know what size dick they can go on me. And when I feel nasty and I want to do nasty things, I do it with a penis. And I'll pull on myself. And I sometimes
okay.
When I get horny, I will put the recording on and watch myself.
Okay. So where you at? Where you based that up?
I'm in Gary.
Oh, it's time to move around, Bobo. That's all. I'm well, oh, Jesus. It's time for you to move around. I'm telling you. This is real.
Okay, well,
where are you from?
I'm from the G. For real. I'm from Gary. For real. It ain't no place. I never stomped around that motherfucker. But I'm telling you, it's time for you to relocate right now. It's good. I'm
okay.
Telling you.
Juice, let me ask you a question. Let's take last year, for instance. The year 2010. How many times did you use a real?
How many times did I use a what?
How many times did you get real dick in 2010? Not
maybe
no toy,
one.
Just a real thing. Once, the whole
maybe,
year.
Maybe one. Yeah.
And how often do you use your toys?
Two times a day, maybe.
Dang, okay.
Well, baby, you wait a minute. Hold up, baby. You just ain't juicy. Let me ask you. You just ain't found one that fit. I mean, what's
they were
wonders.
You be having.
Nice.
I just like toys.
I mean, all bullshit aside, seriously. I mean, you ain't. There's never been one man you've been with that you just like. Okay, now that was good. I like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So with that
and
one,
I had a baby band when I left his ass alone.
Wow. Wait a minute, Juicy. Damn, baby, you're too hard on us men, now. I mean, you just wanted to have the baby and leave him the fuck alone. I mean, was it
no,
a good
I
dude?
No, I did not want to have the baby. I was just in love with him, and I ended up having a baby, ma'am. And after the baby got here, I just left his ass alone like I'm straight.
Well, was he the one that turned you off? To men?
Yeah, so
no.
Was he the one that turned you off the dick? I mean, damn. Damn, Juicy, I mean, come on. Juicy, something happened. Now, something happened. Most straight women ain't going to say they don't want
to. I need a doctor, baby. I'm like Dr. Dre now. I need a doctor.
Nothing ever happened. That shit don't excite me.
Dick don't excite you.
No.
Well, this Lisa, and I get excited when I see Dick.
I be running around this motherfucker like I know God is almighty, baby, but I'm telling
you. I don't get excited, like, not at all.
Wow, I ain't never heard that before. Maybe it was time for me to connect.
Damn!
Shit, because I want to know. I'm telling you, I was running around a motherfucking man. I
well,
did 360 about that.
Damn, listen, my head up right there. I mean, damn, you say you're not a lesbian.
No, I'm not a lesbian, not at all. I like to see women with fat asses, though.
Are you not trying to be funny, for real, sister to sister? Are you depressed? Is it a personal issue that you're going through that you just feel like, nope, I've been there and done that and I ain't going to try it again?
No, none of that, honest, none of that at all. Like, guys be trying to get on and everything, I just don't be feeling them. Like, I just feel like, what do I need you for, you know?
Okay, so I have a question. When you see women with fat asses, then you get excited, do you get horny?
Well, I like women with fat asses and pretty face.
Okay, well, you may be on the road to being a lesbian.
That's the road trip you're going to take before you get there.
We not saying lesbian. She could just be
bisexual.
You might be trisexual. You try different things.
No, you guys, don't put me out like that.
Like
no.
That.
No,
what's up?
They probably be like that, though. You know what I'm saying? And you really don't know. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
25.
Yeah, so you have an experience, boo-boo.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to give yourself some time. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, don't settle for that now. You got to be strictly deeply. There's some out there that's better than most. But what you just said, I ain't feeling that, boo.
All right, hold on a second, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who is this?
You ain't got no new caller to the show. This will find us.
Oh, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm off today.
Okay, you know what we're talking about, right?
No.
Actually, we're having a discussion with Juicy. She says she Juicy doesn't like real dick. She'd rather have a toy.
There's nothing like real dick. I'm sorry. It's the best thing in the world.
Don't be sorry. Be grateful. Bless.
I'm sorry.
Like, what do you guys get from it? I mean, you guys can have an orgasm with a fake toy, you know?
Well, you get that
you know,
almighty, baby.
It's a fake-ass orgasm.
Yeah.
Not with a toy.
And then, like, you know, it's safe. You ain't got to worry about nobody giving you nothing. You ain't got to worry about, I mean, it's just so safe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you should know the
right, but that's what condoms are for. Condoms and protection.
Exactly.
And
condoms.
You know, you don't need all that. You ain't got to go wrong home, baby.
Okay, I'm gonna
you ain't got to do it raw dog, baby. You can go in another way.
But why would you say, yeah, you might not got to worry about him getting, you know, diseases, but ain't nothing like some, what's the word? Yeah, if you swallow, I'm sorry. Yeah,
then, you know, some women like to have sex in their ass, anal sex. That is fucking horrible.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
I don't do all that.
Like, you know, I have a girlfriend. She likes to get fucked in her ass, and it's like,
okay,
oh wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's just too much for me, baby. I done missed the bus like 3 times tonight. I'm still on the bus. And I'm talking about hello. What's up?
They got off chain on this.
Hey, man.
Hell no. I can't do that one. I do everything else. But that one right there, I'm running for the border.
Okay, all right. All right, LaFonda, let me ask you a question. As soon as I agree to ask my question, we'll do it. Okay. But now let's go back to the toy party. Now, we already know how much Janine paid. Let me start with you, Pumpkin. What's the most you ever paid for a toy?
All together, like $350.
$350 for some toys?
Mm-hmm. Because you get the eatable panties, you get the lingerie, you get the dildo, you get the portable one you can take with you when you travel.
You get vibrators, you get the bullets.
You bitch, I got this night by myself. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I have a sense of humor, so I'm putting that into it, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know I have.
Okay, but
I know
let
I have
me
like
ask
maybe,
you. What's,
I have three
hold
toys
on
here. I have a vibrator, a butterfly vibrator. I have a bullet. I have a meat package to where, you know, I can put the meat on my thighs, warm my thighs up. I have it to where I can put the KY jelly on my clitoris, and I can just put the vibrator on there, and it handle itself. Like, I have a lot of toys.
Do you even got the one where you can go down and get him what he needs?
Wait a minute. Who is that said that they got all this stuff?
Juicy.
That's Juicy.
Yes.
Juicy, baby, you need some good daddy. I'm sorry. You need some good daddy. I'm sorry. You got too many toys. Not that baby get no good daddy. You need some good daddy, baby.
I like toys.
I ain't mad at your concept, but baby, you need that. Hey, you get some good dick. What they say? You're going to put your toys away.
Yeah, you're going to put them motherfuckers away, girl. My shit got dust on it. I'm telling you, once you get that real deal, you're going to be like, fuck you. But still, you can use them when you travel, you know what I'm saying? And your guy ain't there, you know what I'm saying? You get that moment, you be like, okay, babe, get them on the phone. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what's the most you pay for one toy? What's the most you pay for one toy?
Just
one toy.
I got the jackrabbit, and I pay $80-some for that.
Yeah, $75, $80 a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$75 to $80. That's around with what you pay too, Janine, right?
Janine,
yeah. Honey, Janine went to go play with her toy, honey.
Janine said, "Fuck y'all, I'm gone, baby. I'll do what I do, boo." All that women, fat booties, and all this shit.
Hell.
But it is what it is, though. It's real talk. I mean, if you get 20 girls, I bet you, like, 15 of them girls going to tell you what it is. They strictly dickly.
Mm.
But, yeah, they going to get the toys. Mm. For sure. We need to have a compact size during the motherfucking when we go through the fucking airport and they have our ass. Yeah, this is what I'm about to do. Tell the motherfucking people
okay,
here.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all paying $75, $80. Give me a pack of Newports and a 40.
Wow.
Save a lot of money.
Wow.
Right, but is that what we want at that time, though? You got to look at that. emotions, chemistry.
That's right.
Man, that should be fast all that stuff. You don't need none of that. I don't need a 40. I don't need none. All I need is some breath and a little bit of strength, and I saw on the cracking. That's all. You can put some heat with it, too, but it's going to come naturally. If it's there, you know what I'm saying? You can't just go around paying people saying, come on now, woo, 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 unless you a sex addict. You know what I'm saying? But real talk, yes, you're going to buy toys. Yes, a woman's going to buy them. A woman's going to buy them.
Well, last
we're
going to
travel with them when our
man's
not with us. We go to business meetings. We flying all across country. We going to need that because our man ain't going to be able to. He got to hold it down at the crib. He got to work his job. It is what it is. It's real talk.
Say it again. Say it again.
Right. But all that looking at a girl, bud, and the men come to the party, I want to surprise my boo. I want to pull out some sheets like, boo, oh, shit. Baby, you going to step the game up a little bit. You going to step up. I want to make him be like, okay.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Now, I got a question. I got a question now. As far as looking at the ladies and all that, I mean, that was Juicy said she like a nice ass, right?
Yes.
So, have you ever been with your guy and you like, damn, she got a fat ass?
Mm-hmm. And he was like,
today I was like, her ass big as hell and her pants tight as hell. But is that a different scenario versus what you're trying to explain?
Yeah.
Like, why are you looking at her ass? I was like, baby, I don't want nothing like that, baby. She,
no, no, no.
A different color.
Parker, that's a different scenario. When I'm talking,
okay, that's a different.
You looking at her like, now that's a nice ass. I mean, you got to know that's gonna send your man into a frenzy, right? You know that's gonna drive him crazy just for you saying that.
Man, he going into a coma trance.
Shit, no, he ain't. His dick gonna be hard as a fucking rock.
Right,
that's right. But now that we're sitting here talking, you know, I'm getting a little horny. I'm gonna pull out my toy.
Okay, girl, you go, girl. I'm gonna wait till my man come through the door. Shit, I mean, but it is what it is. You know, different strokes for different folks. Pull it out. Do what you gotta do. That's what it's there for.
I mean, I ain't knocking your hustle, Juicy. I ain't knocking your hustle at all. But I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, well, with the exception of baby daddy, that's the only good dick you ever had?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me ask. Hey, you had we all grown, so, I mean, it ain't like, okay, you not like that. But how you had your fair share?
One.
You know, was he like the only one? How you had your fair share of dicks where you could say, well, this one might have been good, and that one was bad, well, that one was okay. I mean,
you know,
how you had your fair
share? My baby father, that's it.
That one dick.
Since then, I just felt like, you know, I just like women, you know. I just like to see women asses and with pretty faces.
What's the fact? You are actual, right?
I never been with a woman before, no. I just like to see what women have.
But what can a woman do for you that a man can't?
I don't know what to find out. I just know I like women with pretty faces, with fat asses.
Okay, so are you willing
to
experiment?
Maybe one day.
I mean, I'm just curious to know, because, I mean, I'm saying, I hear you talking. And to each his own. I'm not going to knock your hustle. I'm just curious to know if you're willing to experiment one day.
It all depends on if she's cute, if she's clean. I have to get to know her first.
Right.
Okay, so let's just say she all of the above. She cute, she clean, she did everything. She fits the criteria. You going to get her?
She's going to have to get me.
See, okay, now you're going to condition yourself now.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You're not going to do... Wait a minute. So, in other words, you ain't doing nothing around... You a little brat. I see that now. So let me guess this, Juicy. You just get put in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I mean, but do you believe in satisfying anybody else? You know, you can't just be going down.
I just look at it. Whatever happens, happens. And I just,
nah.
You know.
Oh, okay, so Juicy, real talk now. Let me ask you now. I mean, have you ever actually... Have you actually ever went down without being asked?
No.
God damn, Juicy, you done ended our relationship already. Damn. That's fucked up. I mean, so a man have to ask you every time.
I mean, ain't no man, my father.
Excuse me?
I said my baby father. Ain't no man, just my baby father.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Just your baby father.
Right, so I'm saying he would have to ask every time?
Yeah.
God,
you never volunteer to just surprise him and do it on your own?
No.
Damn, Juicy. I don't know what to say about that one.
I don't either, man. I'm actually on a lot. You guys aren't together now, right?
Let me see the picture.
All right, well, okay. All right, well, what did Lisa say?
Hi, I'm here.
Lisa, what's happening?
Hey, baby.
Huh?
I said, hey, baby.
All right, how's everything going with you?
Everything's pretty good over here.
All right, now check this out, Lisa. Now, you done heard Juicy, and I mean, like I said, I'm not going to knock Juicy Hustle. I mean, it is what it is. Juicy, if you're getting off like that, I commend you. But can you follow her pattern at any point in time?
No, sure can't. I can't do it. I love Dick.
What do you like about it? I mean,
I'm not
like,
seeing Lisa.
Yeah,
I'm not saying in general I'm on Team Lisa because I do too.
Right.
But what do y'all like? What is it? Because a dead door is the same thing, you know.
Girl, when you
have
one and put it down, baby, you're going to be like, I got you, sis. I understand you. You got to have somebody that's going to put it down. Don't never underestimate anything in life. Please don't. Not yourself or nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, sister. Believe me. I am a witness right now.
Honey, I'm witness.
I think it's more about the intimacy part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that man is holding you in his arms. He's holding you close.
I love it. Loving it. He's going.
You've got to miss that.
So where's you from? So where's you from, the young lady that's talking right now? Where's you from?
I'm from the G. I'm from Gary.
You is?
Mm-hmm.
So it's some good Dick and Gary that puts it down.
I ain't in Gary, baby. I ain't in Gary now. I'm in the soda pop. I ain't in Gary, but baby, back. I left there, but when I did leave there,
you just the whole city.
Wait a minute, I ask you a question.
It's like you eat at McDonald's, but you can go to Culver's. You know what I'm saying? And the burger just gets better. You know what I'm saying? You can leave there and go eat a la carte.
And so where you at now? You in Minnesota?
Yes.
So is it nice there?
Yes, all the time.
It's good dick there?
Shit, apparently, because I'm still here, boo.
Do you have any kids?
Getting it in. What?
Do you have any babies?
I got three, and I'm about to have a fourth one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you experienced some good dick then.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Well, hold on.
That's because she in Minnesota.
I got to stand up
we
for Gary.
Play
as
role.
I got to stand up for Gary now, goddammit. I'm standing. I'm sitting right here in Gary right now. Goddammit.
Now, who is that person?
This Cass.
Mm-hmm.
And this good dick in Gary right now. God damn it! Right now.
Well, maybe you should send some my way, cause I don't think there's not enough Gary, honey.
Where you at?
I'm in Gary. No, I'm in Gary on the west side.
Mhm.
Okay, wait. Well, let me ask you a question.
How long you been in Gary? Old money versus new money.
All my life.
It'd be old news versus no better news. How about that?
Okay, you've been there all your life, and you ain't never ran across a good one.
No.
And you're 25 years old.
Yes.
Damn, dog, she dissing your city, bro.
But I've been in the Jeep for all my life, damn near. And I ain't had it like it was here. But maybe I was younger, too. You know, I got to look at that, too. But I ain't never had nobody put it down and be like, okay. And I'll be like, okay. But they thought
no,
they
but she said the whole city.
Like, okay.
But see, how
she
long
said the whole city.
How long was
no,
she with her boyfriend, remember? She only been with one. So how long was she with her boyfriend?
From 18 to 24.
Well, see, she couldn't go out. I was there around 18 to 24. She couldn't get out.
Wait a minute. Your baby daddy is the only guy you've ever been with?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's why. I'm sorry, baby. I should have waited a little longer so you could have got some good dick. I apologize.
Yeah, that's probably why, yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, well, you need to go out and experiment. You need to experience other guys. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you do. You can't base everything up on your baby
daddy. Baby. Woo!
Say it again, girl. I'd rather not even
take
it.
You better kill their mama and everybody. You be like, bitch, I'm a fuck.
Let me ask you a question. When your baby daddy was asking you to suck his dick, you didn't enjoy doing it?
No, not at all. Maybe because it was too little.
Maybe because y'all learned together. Maybe because y'all learned together and y'all didn't know what y'all was doing.
Probably.
You know, because y'all grew up and went together.
Well, actually, he's well experienced
because
he's 35 and I'm 25, so he's well experienced. And you said you from the Gary. What's your name again, young lady?
T.
T, you said you from Gary. How old are you?
36. I'll be 37 in 2 weeks.
What school did you go to?
Horse Man, Charleston.
Oh, here we go. Horse Man in the house.
So what part of Gary did you stay in when you was here?
Man, kind of like all sides, really.
Oh, well, he was from Marshalltown.
What's his name?
His name is E. Ephraim.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, somebody know him. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I know Ephraim now. Don't put my man out there on blast like that.
Hey, it is what it is.
He got a little dick.
I'm just an
Ephraim.
Oh, no.
Nah.
I know
man,
him, but I don't know him, I don't think.
He got a brother named Reggie, Ryan, and Yahtzee.
Yeah, hold on,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Don't put the man out there like that. He not up here to defend himself.
I know we can do. We ain't there. We can't contact him.
Oh,
yeah, especially if he got a little dick, you don't want to.
Man, that's.
Now she said he had a big dick and put him out there. Then that's another thing. Damn, if this shit ain't right, ain't nobody gonna call him. Believe that. That's on everything.
But he gets the hoes, honey. He gets the women, honey. He gets them.
I'll call a cable company. I paid the bill already.
So who is that that said, who is that Chase that said he know Ephraim?
This Chaz, yeah, I know Ephraim. Well, I don't know if
he's
the same.
Where you know him from,
G? I just know him from around.
Oh, okay.
How do he look, the one you talking about?
Damn, I was about to say about my height, but damn. He not dark. He brown-skinned. Hold on, man. I ain't finna be.
I'm just asking if this the same one. You know what I'm saying? That's all, but.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I ain't going to even speak on
it. There's only
on
one
that.
Down there. What he used to be with Grump Naomi? He's young, though. He'd be with the G's, you know what I'm saying? I know he's young and he's coming up in the projects or whatever, but. Well, Marshalltown on that side, but.
Well, no.
Man,
no, he's from 35.
He was?
35.
Yeah, well, regardless of whatever. regardless of whatever, man, you shouldn't put the bad, I mean, goddamn, you going to put the bad
business
up.
If this shit little, just move around, that's all. He going to still be baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to get your shit in where you need to get it
now,
in.
Hold on. But now you just said baby daddy was the best dick. Well, I guess he was the only dick he had.
I never said he was the best dick. I said he was the only dick. I never said he was the best. He was just the only
dick. If you move outside baby daddy on low-key spot, baby, you're going to be like, damn! I swear for Jesus, you're going to call this man back again. When they had this topic again, you're going to call back like, I feel y'all. I see what y'all was saying. I'm telling you. You know, but it depends on your situation. You know, if he move around, you move around. It's okay for you to travel by yourself, you know what I'm saying, with your girls. Y'all go kick it. What happens in Vegas, what happened in Miami, what happened all over the world stays on that side. You know, you ain't got to bring that shit home with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, girl, it's another side to that territory down there. You see, I ain't there. I love my city. Believe that. But I am not there. So believe me, strictly, dickly, and it's more better shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hang yourself, though. I'm telling you, because sometimes you be like, damn. And then with the toys, too, and you travel with them, and then you export it to your guy. It works. But they don't need to be coming to no motherfucking parties and shit like that. They don't need to be coming seeing what we going to put on for them. You know what I'm saying? That's why men need to have their own party, sex party.
Yeah.
They need to have their own without women involved, without dancers and strippers and shit. That's when we get in, because we fuck them up on that.
Hold on, Parker. You talking about what the fuck we going to have? That ain't nothing but a football game. It ain't no women and no. We might as well just watch football.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, if y'all gonna have a party, have a party. You know what I'm saying? What y'all gonna do on y'all shit? If y'all want this, you know, whatever. I mean, how many times do you see a man pull out handcuffs? How many times do you see a man pull out blindfolds in a dildo? Come on, now.
Hey y'all, this is Juicy, and I'm about to leave the land because I got to go to work in the morning. But it was nice talking to you guys. It's my first time on here. How often do you guys be on here?
Be on tomorrow night. Same time tomorrow night.
All right, well, I'll come back. I'll call you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Glad you came home.
Yeah, but how many times you see a guy pulling out this shit? Handcuffs, mask, panties, eatable. No, but no guy. And you come to them with it, they're going to be like, I ain't going to no shit like that. But they want us to come home with it.
Hold on, Parker. Now, I ain't got no edible panties, because why would you want me to even have those? But handcuffs, all that other shit, I got the handcuffs.
Got the real deal, or do you have the ones that they sell at the edible party?
You ain't getting out of these. Your ass is kicked in. Ain't no
right.
That look.
You have the real police deal, the rapist handcuffs. I'm talking about the shit that we sell.
Why gotta be the racist handcuffs?
Yeah, the kind that you be seeing on TV on Lifetime and shit. Fuck that.
I'm just saying,
y'all don't have masks and fucking ties to tie around the bed. And only a woman.
You know what? We don't have that shit, but we can always get it.
Why do you want it? Now, I'm turning your talk show into me. Why do you want that? Why do you want that for your woman? Why do you want
to
have
the love life? You do it to spice up the bedroom. Shock
but what happens if your bedroom is spiced up because you got a woman who on top of that?
Wouldn't you
want to
be surprised every once in a while?
Do you want to go to the party? Or do you just want to go to sex world?
Wouldn't you want to be surprised every once in a while, though?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
why we
have
sex world, toys for sexes, different things like that. Why do you want
to
go?
Let me ask you a question. So if your man pull out a toy and you give him that reaction, it's like, what the fuck?
If he pull out a toy, we're going to play some games, baby, that night. How about that? But
you
I'm going to play the game with my baby that night. But I'm just saying, I don't want to, my man has so much stuff to do. He got to worry about bills, me, keeping me right, keeping me off on land. How about that? On land. He got to keep me on top. He got so much shit to worry about. When is he going to have time to go to a party like that? I mean, his pleasures are taken care of. You know what I'm saying? But whatever I come to the table with, he agrees. He really excited then. But if he went to a sex world, that's all right. But then just going to a sex party, what man has time for that? I just want to know, what man, what real man has time for some shit like that? Men are busy.
Hold on, Parker. Hold on, man. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but now, if I'm that busy, then I really ain't got all that much time for you.
No, not like that. Men are busy doing what men supposed to do, to hold their foundation down. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what man going to a sex party? Like, gee, I'm going over here to the sex party. Woo, woo, woo. They having woo, woo, woo. And they might say hot tub party or a bachelor party, but a sex party?
I think you misunderstood what we were saying.
No, we didn't. You said, why can't a man have a sex party like y'all women? Why y'all don't invite us to the sex party? Because it's a woman thing. It's called surprise. Surprise for your man.
Pocket. All right. Can I finish now?
Yes, you can.
All right, now. We never said that. What we were saying, we was trying to figure out. Well, the point was that, all right, y'all do all this stuff at the party. Well, we try to figure out, we love that type of stuff that y'all do. But no, we don't want to go to the sex party. All we was just trying to figure out is why we don't. I mean, because if we're single men and if somebody say have a sex party, no, the first thing that will come out of our mouth is, nah, we ain't going to that. But then, like we were saying, y'all over there drinking champagne, y'all over there demonstrating, y'all got this and that going on. But no, we just trying to figure out, well, why don't we want to go to sex parties? Fucking baby, we understand that your man's supposed to do what he do, and for all practical purposes, you're right. But damn, baby, you ain't gotta be that. I mean, now you sounding kind of egotistical because you're saying, okay, he better do this. I mean, if that's his leisure, that's his leisure. I mean, you can't get mad at him if he did say he wanted to go to a sex party.
Right.
Especially if he's doing everything you just said. I mean, just as easy as he can go to a sex party, he can go to a football game. So
if he goes to a sex party, he's gay.
What?
He's gay. Feel me tonight, baby. If he goes to a sex party, he is gay.
He might want to fuck everybody that's there.
Wow.
Right, that's like going to the gay 90s. He is gay.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If I pop up at your sex party, trust me, I ain't gay. And trust me, I'm going to fuck somebody.
Then you can pop up at my divorce party, but a sex party, if you pop up there, then I know something ain't right. Something in the milk ain't clean.
Parker, come on now.
Would you actually go to a sex party? Come on now.
No, Parker, you missing my point.
A toy party?
Would you
go? Come on, be honest with me. Right on. Come on now, fam. Listen, actually go to a party? If I threw it, maybe I ain't gonna say me, but if the girl down the street, if Tammy threw a sex party, would you go? A toy sex party where they had the lingerie and dildos? Would you go? What's in there for a man?
Parker, if I'm gonna try to explain this to you one more time. I didn't say that we're going to sex parties. We're just trying to figure out.
I know you didn't say that, but why don't men go to sex parties? That's the reason why, because it's meant for a woman. It's not meant for a man to go. It's a surprise for a man. You know, and I feel like if a man wanted to do anything extra in the bedroom, then that's where the sex world come and the different other type of sex stores, you know?
You act like a man can't do shit. You act like he can't do shit.
Man doing them shit in the bedroom. They the ones.
He's a rapist. You said, because I got handcuffs, I'm a rapist.
No, it's just that you got the police.
Yeah, you did say
that. You got the sex story.
Yeah, no, that's what you said. You said, if I got handcuffs, I'm a rapist.
Right, I know you could rewind it, but it's not like that. It's like y'all had a real deal, Holyfield, where we don't know if we able to get out these motherfuckers, especially if it's a one-night stand or I just met you type of deal.
Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second, man. Hold on for a second, dog.
We got somebody that's been waiting for a while. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I froze up. But how you doing?
On.
What's your name? Carla, what's happening?
Nothing.
Who is this?
Sunshine.
How you doing, Sunshine? I froze up. That's why it took me so long to bring you in. I'm so sorry. I froze up. I'm serious. I did. I froze up. Swear to God, I did.
But you want to jump in on the topic, right? Does him having handcuffs make him gay? She said that makes him gay because he has handcuffs.
The real police.
Oh,
man,
rapist.
Like
I'm sorry.
Right.
You're right. He's a rapist.
Because a man has
handcuffs.
The
you
real can girl.
On the first date.
I have a pair of real cans.
Okay, well, we can do that, though. Because how much strength do we have of a man? You know what I'm saying? They want
yeah.
that. Like, okay, here comes me, bro. But what about
first
a man
of all,
having them motherfuckers?
They used to belong to my ex-husband. That's how I got them.
Dang. That's a whole
nother
notion.
Hold on. If a man is different because a woman is motherfucking like, you can't just sit there and rob us and all this with y'all real handcuffs. We can't get out there, motherfucker. You can do whatever you want you to.
Yes, we can.
So you cannot sit there and use that. Oh, now, come on, Parker. Now, you got to come with one better than that.
What you say?
I said you got to come with one better than that. That's just like, you know how many women that handcuffed me in the beds and shit and took their money and all that shit?
That bitch is cold as hell, baby. I need to be like they motherfucking ass. How long did the paper last? Was it long or short? Because if it's long, I'm with that twin. Where we get them from?
I'm serious, y'all.
But I just don't see a man. I have never had a man handcuff me. I would handcuff a man. But when a man handcuffed me, I know I'm going to the county, bro.
Y'all know what
you're missing. Damn. So you had a man handcuff you, sis?
What's up,
girl?
Girl, why did it feel shit? Because I ain't got to do that, baby. You don't get it.
He ain't got to do all that. It's about the role playing and the excitement from it. That ain't no shit you do with no one night stand type situation. Right. Shit, well, maybe I need to get into that. I got to have a sense of humor, something more better than what I got then. I got to figure that one out. I need some therapy. What, do they have therapy sessions where you can go in
and try to get the feel of that? Because maybe I need to do that then. Handcuff me, boo, then, if that's what you feel. But I ain't think it was necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Why would it be necessary?
Because he's getting all he's going to get. I'm telling you, he could get. I mean, if you my guy now, you going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need to handcuff. You can put a motherfucking towel around this bitch. Put one over there, one over there, tear a scarf up around this motherfucker. If that's what you need to do, but damn, handcuffs.
But you can, you,
I want
you can handcuff
I'm
him, but he can't
down.
Handcuff you.
Motherfucker handcuff me. I got a problem with it, huh?
Why would you want to handcuff him then?
Wait a minute, Parker.
I can do that. I'm saying as a woman, you know, because we battle stuff at the parties and they're toys. It's not like it's the real deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pocket, trust me.
Huh?
It's a lot of women in Gary, Indiana that don't mind getting handcuffed.
I know them bitches don't, because you know why? Because it's nothing there. It's nothing there, and that's what they enlist to. That's what they're accept.
Hold on, Pocket. Now you're not gonna. I gotta draw the line. Now.
I love my city.
They,
don't get me wrong, Zach, and don't go back to when we was little kids. I love the G. I'm from the G every day. People just left up here now from the G, but I'm just saying in general. And they just left here on a sex level, bogus ass shit from the G. I know. I needed this topic today, for real, to recognize the shit they did when they got up here, which was bogus, some bogus sex type shit. But I feel you, though. I feel you, though. I ain't down in the G. I'm just saying, like you saying, the girls from the G want the handcuffs and shit. Uh-uh. They don't need that, though. That's all they know, probably. Uh-uh, I want a man to handcuff me. I feel like they're taking me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I can handcuff them. I want to handcuff them, and let me do what I need to do.
You handcuff nobody.
Say, if I handcuff you, what? If I handcuff you, is it okay?
With the attitude you got, hell no, it's not okay.
But it's all so good if I did that, though. It's so much satisfying to both of us versus you handcuff me. I can't even lay down right, because I'm going to be like, oh, he might, you know what I'm saying, kill me. Think of all the chrome and all them motherfuckers. I am not doing it.
And with the attitude you got, I'm going to feel the same way. You talking about all
the chrome? But I won't have the attitude if you let me just handcuff you. You know what I'm saying? If I just handcuffed you and we were intimate and blah, blah, blah.
We both going to be two won't get handcuffed.
Well, I tell you what, while y'all handcuffed me, I'm breaking in the crib. I'm stealing everything out that motherfucker. Y'all hear
that? You can use the toy handcuffs if you want. You can use the toy ones because I know they can get a loose. I can break them motherfuckers off, but when it comes to the real deal, Holyfield, I'm looking for PD. You know what that means? Police Department.
Yeah,
okay,
you
well,
leave that alone.
No, just the play ones. It's okay to be played, but not the real ones. It's not that serious for a man to do that. That I see it all the time on all the movies. All the gay men does that. They do that.
Gay men do that. Girl, get the fuck
out of
here.
Go to Google and search that. Type in handcuffs by men. You're going to see all the gay community come up on there.
Right.
Do you want to be in that community or no or yes?
Parker, don't play with me. Do not play with me, Parker.
Okay, y'all, check it out, y'all. We're going to have to finish up tomorrow because we done already went over time, and you know they're going to cut us off.
Tomorrow's topic continues, from today.
So, Wick, you got your last words, bro?
Good show, fellas. Much love. All right.
Janine, you got your last words?
Just have a good night, everybody. But keep this topic live for tomorrow.
Janine, you got any last words?
Good show. I enjoy myself. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right,
bye.
That's it. You gave your ass words.
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Oh, she done hung up. I didn't even get a chance to actually have any last words.
Who?
You gave last words, dog?
Parker, if we weren't family, I'll fuck your ass up. My last word.
She hung up, man. She hung up.
Boy, that motherfucker better be glad she in Minnesota right now. That motherfucker, oh, Lord. Hey, look at it, dog. I'm riding through the G. I got to chill in the G tonight, man. I'm in my mom's house, chilling. I'm finna get drunk, man. My last words.
All right, y'all. CNCD.Spruce.com, y'all. Check out the site. Check out the movies. We got Planet of the Apes. So if y'all ain't seen Planet of the Apes, it's on the site. Y'all go on the site. Check it out. And I guess we out of here. To the mod night, y'all. Same time.
Nation. Hey, yo, where my thug niggas at? Where my thug niggas at? This for y'all. This for y'all.
Like
weed up here.
What's going down?
Straight. Hope
you're
American eyes, tag ties, baptized in lies. My future filled with gray skies. I'm focused because of the stay high. Every day I watch time pass by. All attempts to let go have been unsuccessful from the get go. I guess the Lord got another plan for me. But it's been clear. See, when I asked him to lend a hand to me, no one was dead. Yeah, my homie still died. And his mama still cried. So why? Biggest to stick us on the zone. Wrong. Yeah, I gotta stay strong. No, my faith ain't gone, but I can't wait that long. I got to get up, get out, and get something. Make sure my shit bumping. I ain't living for nothing. Touching the souls of your children enables me to keep on building the Thug Nation. My own world was shaping, cause this shit here ain't what y'all told me. Just scan the slam with plans to shape and mold me. Holy with no chance to advance. I can't. If I could, I would. Shit, I wish it was all good, but it ain't. Fuck living like a saint. I love bitches, riches, cars, and switches. You can't paint, we just fake. Hey yo, who got the drink? I can't forget y'all niggas who be robbing the bank. Thanks for all the inspiration. I'm finna ride or die for my Thug Nation. For my Thug Nation. Welcome to a world that's yours, where it's legal to hold fo-fo to live fo tomorrow. Cause pain and sorry you can't find. If you put your mind to it, you can do it.
I did some dirt shit, some dirt shit, some fuck shit with some calico. Them cow clothes, some burning clothes, leave clothes and fuck foes. Nigga recognize, we've been there. Walk around by the killer leg. We ain't having no other way to say. Cause our lords don't spend that shit. Body full of tattoos, band full of heated tubes. We watching you, your adversary. I walk shit, cause I'm never brave. From the cradle to the grave, had big balls and I've been brave. It's similar to x-rays, burn your chest up when the heat sprays. It's only one way, how we live it. To break our niggas out of prison. We slugged out, we slugged out. Our shooter rocks on fucked out. Napoleon, don't wake around, you can only follow. Why the fuck these full of houses? I can't follow, I can't be.
Thug Nation, coming to a world that's yours. Cause it's legal to hold four foes and live four. Tomorrow, see pain and sorrow you can't find. If you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Nigga,
Thug Nation.
Nigga, I talk in my sleep, drink out the Mojack. Walk on the wrong street, tell everybody this is Jack. Thug Lords, I praise them. Operating fillet, creeping, smelling the heat, pointing all in my face. Fofo watching me, alone at home, solo. Photos of stolen fofos, photos of homos. My Thug Nation, soldiers, information, pacing, imposition, making the whole world listen.
I need an extra pair of eyes, watch my back in these streets. All foot soldiers meet, we can't look over defeat. Bleeding for what we believe in, misleading the young heathens. Even though they believe in Jesus, the block gone breathing. Secrets and war tactics, more practice. Ain't your average, more cabbage. Trying to tag a soldier mentality. Blackout casually, do it for the currency. Outlaws, we roll like the whales on the Hummer beat. Buffed up, lined up, for start up. Your time's up, now you in cuffs, all fired up.
Mad.
You can't run, motionless, busting us vibe. We got among us. Bump the fuck out the hunger. My Thug Nation, the whole circumference. Strategize and plot, mob deeper than the cops. Stick drop, lean to the cops and stop. Paralyzed, all foes on drive-by. Lord knows I'm high, riding in the club, world of mine. This baby girl of mine, young noble, and I'm young and ready to put in my time. My Thug Nation, welcome to a world of yours, where it's legal to hold four foes and live four. Tomorrow, she's pain and sorry you can't find. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. Thug Nation, welcome to the world of yours.